Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, friends. It's Friday, and we're going to do it up big today. Like we did it up yesterday with our 100th anniversary celebration.
It's not going to be that big. It's going to be fine. We're going to be fine
we're
today.
We're doing better than fine. Stop it.
Yesterday was special.
We'll get to that.
So much fun.
We will get to it. Hancock and Kelly with us on the Chris and Amy Show. 314-436-7900 to join us. Voice messages on the Odyssey app. You can leave them there. Super simple to do that. And we are streaming live. I think last time we did the show, we had some streaming issues, but we are streaming live today on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We are at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, the president has accused Democrats of seditious behavior punishable by death. That doesn't seem good.
No, it doesn't.
None of that seems good.
That seems bad. Okay, really honored to talk to Janie Hughes Perez today as well. She'll be coming in. Now, you might remember last week talking about the man who was on his way to work in De Pere, and ICE took him, got out of their cars, took him, threw him in prison. He's being deported. He's a good personal friend of the Hancock family. John Hancock is here. He'll be here when Janie comes in to give us an update on how this has devastated their family and where her husband is now.
And the Blues lost again to the Flyers, this time in overtime last night. So we do have Hancock and Kelly with us today on the Chris and Amy Show because it is Friday. So, John, you said it yesterday was awesome.
It was.
We had our 100th anniversary celebration here on 11/20 day because KMOX is 100, went on the air in 1925 on Christmas Eve. But because Christmas Eve is what it is, we weren't going to do the whole celebration that day. So
you know the best part of yesterday? It was the first time I've not been the oldest person at the station.
Well.
And it was great to see all the old timers come back.
Oh, it was awesome, wasn't it?
Yes.
And by the way, you can hear the podcast and watch the podcast, KMOX.com. The whole day brought to you by Purina. And you can read about the dignitaries that we had come through. And all of those being honored.
It was. It was fun. And some of the old names, I mean, obviously we'd seen Carol Daniel, you know, in the last couple of years, but John Butler coming back and Bill Reeker. And then
John Carney.
Yeah, any time, right? Wendy Weiss.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to hear Bob Costas anytime, I think, is an absolute treat. Well, anyway.
No, it was very, very special. No, I could not leave after, I was on the air for the last time, really at noon for the most part, and I just kept hanging around.
Yeah.
People kept walking through the doorways and the stories that you would hear, because I technically became full-time here in 2019, but started walking through the doors in 2016. Mm-hmm. And I'm new by KMOX standards. I'm very new. And the stories that people have stretching back 20 years, 30 years, the breaking news coverage that happened here on KMOX. As Charlie Brennan said, he used to talk to presidents when Bill Clinton called in from Air Force One. Mr. Gephardt, I believe, was
everybody
by his
did.
Side at the time.
Everybody did. I mean, we said this yesterday with Charlie, and I meant it from a political standpoint. There was a time when Missouri really mattered politically, and it was a substantial amount
right.
of time. It did not happen in Missouri unless it was on KMOX, because I worked for politicians that it was important that we knew that we were going to have KMOX cover a story, because it just didn't happen if it wasn't on KMOX, and hence Al Gore, Bill Clinton. You know, I think
Al Gore on election night of 2000 yeah. called the KMOX.
Did he really?
Yeah, to say they're going to keep the polls open.
You'll remember there was a big fight over the – they had some hang-up on Northside polling. The Democrats went to court to keep the polls open another 2 hours, was it, John?
Yeah, yeah. And Kit Bond.
Kit Bond gave the most infamous speech where he slammed the podium and said, "Hey, that's an outrage!" And it was kind of his Howard Dean moment, if
oh,
you will.
Oh, no.
And it really inspired those of us on the left. I always tease him when I'd run into him.
I was standing behind him when he did that.
Oh, no.
There's a guy.
What did you think when you saw it?
Oh, my.
Oh, I, you know, we were all upset.
Were you
about
outraged?
Keeping the. But yeah. I mean, we were all upset about it. And then the night rolled on, and John Ashcroft ended up getting defeated by the late Mel Carnahan mm-hmm. on election night. That was a surreal election night.
It really was.
Yeah.
It was a crazy, crazy election time. I hope we never have to live through it again. Although I do miss the days when Missouri was relevant.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There was a time where if you were, you know, even thinking about running for president, you were spending time in Missouri, and it was just, you know, 20 years ago.
From the turn of the 20th century until Barack Obama in 2008, Missouri voted for the winning presidential candidate in every election but one.
Wow.
In that entire 100-plus year time frame.
What was the one?
It was Adlai Stevenson against Dwight Eisenhower, the rematch. Stevenson from next door in Illinois narrowly beat Eisenhower in 56. Other than that, we were the perfect bellwether for the country.
And, you know, if you'll remember back, probably one of the most iconic photos of Barack Obama's campaign came from St. Louis. Underneath the arch, they have that huge photo of a sea of people that
Yeah.
estimated to be over 500,000. That would not happen in today's world.
No.
That Barack Obama would not be stopping through St. Louis because Missouri doesn't matter and Illinois is already decided.
And in 1996, under that same arch, was a Bob Dole rally that was emceed by KMOX's own Jack Buck. And at the time, Jack got some flack for being partisan, but he felt so strongly about the election. That he got involved, and that was the first time I'd ever met Mr. Buck.
Was it?
Yeah.
When do you think the big sort started to happen for real, meaning where Missouri was no longer relevant and people started moving, their partisan leanings matched up with geographic locations?
In 2004... John Kerry was the Democratic nominee. Now, you'll remember my person, Dick Gephardt, ran in that campaign. He lost. John Kerry wound up going. John Kerry, up until 30 days before the election, was investing in the state of Missouri, and one day pulled all their commercials, pulled all their staff, and realized that they didn't have a chance in Missouri, and we've not been a targeted state since.
Wow.
So the big picture, if Missouri's voting behavior was based on the Civil War for a very long time. And so in the parts of Missouri where Northern troops occupied, those folks were Democrats. And in places where Confederate troops occupied, those folks were Republican. And so the Republican vote in Missouri was basically down the I-44 corridor from St. Louis County through Franklin all the way down through the Lake of the not the Lake of the Ozarks, all the way down through Southwest Missouri
Branson.
And into the lakes area down Table Rock. And that was where Republicans won. Democrats won every place else. North Missouri, Southeast Missouri, the cities, Kansas City, Columbia. And what happened was a lot of those Democrats were culturally conservative voters. And they were electing culturally conservative Democrat members to the Missouri legislature and different things. And as the South began to change and transition after the 1968 election, those southern states, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, they became, had been Democrat bastions, and they started voting Republican. Missouri lagged that evolution some as a border state, but then you saw with the election of Reagan, we started electing Republican governors statewide, and eventually that voting behavior changed all the way down the ballot to the county courthouse and the state legislature.
Now, this is getting pretty, I guess, deep in the weeds here, but David French has written about what he calls the Southernification of the Republican Party. And so if you have that big sort and you have the Southern states becoming more Republican, and Southern culture is very much its own thing. And if you look at political trends across the country over decades, the entire country, even New York, Illinois, Wisconsin, Kansas, Nebraska, California, they all follow the same major trends except for the South. And David French brings this up because he said Southern culture and the way it's infiltrated the Republican Party, he believes has fundamentally changed the nature of the party, also kind of led to where we are now.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. The Republican Party was the industrialist party. You know, the Wizard of Oz, the whole theme was about the gold standard versus the silver standard in the 1896 presidential election. And the Scarecrow, who didn't have, what was he? He didn't have a heart. And it was the Cowardly Lion, one of them, that didn't have. Anyway, they were all metaphors.
The Scarecrow didn't have a brain.
He didn't. That's right.
The Tin Man
so
didn't have a heart.
So the Scarecrow represented the kind of the farmers who, you know, and the Tin Man didn't have a heart. He represented the Northeast establishment industrialist class. Well, those folks were Republicans then, voting for William McKinley. It was the rural and southern voters at that time that were voting overwhelmingly Democrat, and that's all changed now.
Hancock and Kelly with us. I love the history lesson here about how Missouri became what it is politically, because it's it would have been, and I'm sure in your business for both of you, it would have been far more interesting to have the state matter every year or every election cycle, not knowing exactly which way it's going to go, as opposed to, well, it's just straight red now.
Right.
It would be better for Missouri. I mean, you know, we're electing governors and senators in primaries where, you know, we've already talked about this, where not many people participate. And it would be healthy, and it would be helpful to have the national folks having to come and see the issues that need to be focused on in Missouri. And that's just 20 years since that's mattered.
Hancock and Kelly with us on this Friday until 10 o'clock. We will talk to Janie Hughes Perez, who is the wife of Alejandro Perez, who is deported. And it's a very sad situation. A friend of the family of John Hancock. And we are going to talk to Janie at 9:30. But we do want to hear from you throughout the day. You've got the phone number to text and call 314-436-7900. Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, President Trump wasn't thrilled with a video posted by some Democrats who... They made this social media video saying that if you're in the military, you do not have to follow illegal orders, which I believe, having seen A Few Good Men several times, I do think that's true. The thing is, Trump said that that video constituted, quote, seditious behavior punishable by death. That feels like an issue coming from the president. Also, I mean, you talk about heated rhetoric. I don't know where to begin with this. John Michael.
It's not a surprise. The president needs to do what he normally does, and that's divert attention away from the Epstein files. You'll remember the last time the Epstein files was all fired up, he wanted Barack Obama arrested for treason. And that's how he distracted people's attention then. Now he's doing this. I think the president realizes what his polling numbers are. He's great at flooding the zone. And I think that's what we're witnessing, is to get us all outraged over this kind of stuff, which is absolutely ridiculously insane what the man said. But yeah, he's trying to hide stuff.
And that kind of rhetoric is so alien to American political history. You know, you just don't. And it's not just this. It's the rhetoric out of this White House is over and over and over and over again, unprecedented mm-hmm. rhetoric from a United States president. And a lot of people like it, but a lot of people don't.
Do you think more people don't?
Yes. I mean, look at his job approval. It's at 38% right now, and that's in the Fox News poll. You're getting down to really low historic numbers for a presidential approval, especially when the country's so relatively evenly polarized. You know, if you look at the results of the presidential elections, they're all quite close. So for a president who got, in this case, just under 50% of the vote in 2024, to be at 38% job approval not even a year in is very significant.
And just as a note here, it was six Democratic lawmakers. The video was first posted. It's 90 seconds long. First posted by Senator Slotkin's Twitter account. The six lawmakers included Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, for instance, Representative Jason Crow, and they are all veterans of the armed services and the intelligence community. My fear is that several people who buy in to what President Trump says feel that we really are in a war against the enemy Democrats, take action and hurt these people. We are in sure. such a tense
or hurt any Democrats
time right now, or
that
hurt
they just
any Democrats.
See part of the bad
thinking,
team yeah.
thinking. Well, I'm gonna, you know, this is what the president said. I want to be an American revolutionary hero. I mean. We are currently in a cultural moment where people have less meaning in life than ever before. They're feeling purposeless, they're feeling lost, and they are replacing religion and meaning and family with politics. And I think they want to feel that they're doing something special. Maybe they have no self-esteem. Maybe they feel like they have no purpose in life. So why not take this violent action? That's what concerns me, that that would be their thinking.
Well, and you saw Chuck Schumer yesterday increase the security protection of those singled out members of the Senate. Yeah, I mean, and we've seen the violence of the Charlie Kirk assassination. I mean, there's been political violence bubbling up in this country on the left and on the right, and it's very concerning.
But we also saw Lindsey Graham come out and immediately defend it and say, oh, he doesn't really mean it that way, and it's really the Democrats that are the problem. Democrats aren't going to be able to be the ones who scold this guy into behaving. It's going to have to be his own party.
Well, that's not happening.
And it's not going to happen. So we're going to continue to hand-wring until maybe these people find a soul, conscience, or backbone. But that's the only way this man's behavior will get addressed.
I mean, at least Speaker...
If it will get addressed then.
Speaker Johnson said, those are not the words I would have used. You know? But I think the implication was by these Democratic lawmakers saying, you must refuse illegal orders. I think they're trying to imply that they are saying, just refuse any orders you don't like. Which, if you're being generous with that assessment, you could say that. But again, I think that's generous because they were very explicitly saying, because there have been some stuff. I think we've been watching what ICE has done, and a lot of it looks really questionable. Right. And so I think that if you are somebody who's seen that and you think, you know, maybe the people who are being told to go do A or go do B can refuse some of these because they appear to be illegal. I think that is perfectly rational. But if you want to be generous to the other side, you could say, well, they're implying that you can just refuse anything you don't want to do, which is not really what that was.
No, that's not what that clause means. And look, we've already had resignations over the drug boat, the alleged drug boat bombings in the Caribbean. And their senior officers resigned their command because they did not believe that that policy was legal. And so, you know, this is not some hypothetical, theoretical question. This is, well, things that are happening in real time in this country.
And the smart people that who are around Donald Trump by choice or by circumstance eventually figure it out and get away and realize the consequences of their behavior with him is long term. Nobody walks away from this man better than they started. Name me one person from previous administrations anywhere who is in a better position
Jared
today.
Jared Kushner.
Okay, there you go.
He's not walking away, though. He hasn't walked away.
Oh, true.
I just, listen, it's frustrating because imagine if, and be honest here, imagine if Kamala Harris said, hey, what the Republicans did there is punishable by death. It's traitorous. Imagine Kamala Harris called a conservative reporter a piggy and said, quiet piggy.
We
would never hear the end of it. It just, I am sickened by the way people will defend the action. And the thing is, if you are going to be loyal to Trump, you are ultimately reduced to defending gross and base behavior because you're not
owning it.
And owning it. You're not defending any principles. He does not operate on principles. You're defending behavior, which means a betrayal of everything that you previously stood for.
The truth is, if any other president said these things, they would be, you know, they would be spurned. But Donald Trump is a unique American political figure. And there are millions of people in this country that eat that stuff up.
It doesn't excuse it, and that he has that behavior. And what's amazing to me, I wouldn't be here with a mouth that was able to talk had I used those words to one of my sisters. My dad would have knocked my mouth off my face.
Yeah.
And how people can sit around and watch this and think that that's strong leadership behavior when you have kids, if you support this man, is just sick.
Hancock and Kelly with us on this Friday. It's the Chris and Amy show. We're going to talk to Janie Hughes Perez, who is the wife of Alejandro. It's Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's an Amy on KMOX. We've got Hancock and Kelly with us, and we have heard John tell the story about a family friend of his who is going through something pretty unbelievable and devastating. And Janie Hughes Perez, who is the wife of Alejandro Perez, who is, been detained by ICE and is in danger of being deported. We are trying to get to the bottom of that, and I know the family is trying to as well. We've got Janie Hughes Perez, who is in studio with us, and we appreciate you coming in. Janie, how are you?
I'm okay. Loaded question, but thanks for having me.
I know that it's an impossible question because you're trying to find moments of feeling okay, but it has to be impossible to be there. So can you tell people who have not heard the story exactly what happened to your husband?
Yeah. It was 4 weeks ago yesterday that Alejandro was arrested by ICE on his way to work. They followed him to work. He had just started a job about 1 week prior, and he called me right when he arrived, and he was like, "Janie, how are you?" And I was like, "I just talked to you about 15 minutes ago. Are you okay?" And he said, "I think ICE is here." And sure enough, on the phone, I overheard, "Alejandro Perez, we have a warrant out for your arrest." And I did not hear from him for a while after that, as I tried to frantically figure out where he was. This was our worst nightmare, truly. I just fell on the floor in absolute panic, not knowing what to do next, who to call, because it totally blindsided us.
And again, you talked about your close relationship, just to set the table here, with the Hancock family. You went to Westminster Christian Academy, then you went to college here in SLU, and you were working at a restaurant while you were in grad school, and that's where you met Alejandro, and you guys fell in love and get married, and you have two young children, 3 years old and 8 months?
1 year.
1 year
just,
now.
Just turned a year.
Just turned 1 year.
Yeah.
And here you are, living your lives, thinking everything is okay.
Truly.
And he goes to work. And he is the breadwinner. He's the provider for 100%. You guys,
yep.
For your family, for your kids. And some guys in a truck show up and take him away.
Yeah. And the reason, I mean, we were truly not expecting this because we had been told by even many U.S. Immigration lawyers that Alejandro is not the one they're going to go after because he has a clean record. Any kind of background check, he passes. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it does not make sense if they are really trying to get rid of the worst people out here who cross the border. Alejandro does not fall into that category.
So why, what happened to make them go after him or to think that he was somebody they needed to catch?
Well, that's the biggest question that we're trying to figure out, because he had a work permit, which was able, we were able to get a social security number for him and a driver's license. And we thought he would be safe with that, at least for the time being, until we were able to move on to the next step of getting him, whether it's a green card and then eventually citizenship. We started from the, even before we were married, that process. And so we've been actively trying.
And I think people don't quite understand, because you'll hear pushback. Well, they should have done it the right way, or legally, or it is a long, long, complicated process. It doesn't happen in like 6 months.
No. And for some people, it's more simple than others. It's not black and white, especially if you have any kind of history with crossing the border prior. But there are so many more layers than many people will try to understand. And that's what fires me up, because you need to be asking more questions to understand the depths of all the family's history, the country's history, the immigration laws here, and the lack of consistency with enforcement, the cartel history. There's so many things to be taking into account when judging someone's story like Alejandro's.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but when it comes to crossing the border, if you cross illegally, there's no statute of limitations on that. So even if you get a job and get all the right paperwork, or think that you're doing everything the right way, and it's been even decades, there's no statute of limitations. So there are a lot of Americans out here with even American-born spouses, like in this situation, American kids who are thinking, gosh, I've been here 20, 30 years. I might not be safe, even though I have since tried to do everything the right way.
For sure. And it is this law that Alejandro is being prosecuted under has so much immoral history behind it. Like, it started as, I think it was called the Undesirable Alien Act of 1929 or something. And it was totally based off of racism and white supremacy and not wanting anybody in the country who is not white, like myself. And that is, it is so sad, because that's what he's being judged under right now. And I mean, people just look at it as a right and wrong, black and white thing. And that is so sad, because he's being judged with an immoral law.
Yeah. And it, well, and they look at it based on numbers. I mean, the whole goal of this deportation spree that the federal government is on is all predicated on, you know, reaching record numbers of deportations. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of a time in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan granted sweeping amnesty. I don't know, you guys remember that? Mm-hmm. To folks that had gotten here illegally but who were productive members of society. And, you know, that was the Republican position. And precisely people like Alejandro were the kinds of folks that were allowed to become citizens under that very, I would call it, American approach to this issue. And look, illegal immigration is a problem in this country. There's no question about that. But the folks who voted for the crackdown were voting to get rid of gang members, cartel members, violent felons, not husbands and fathers of little kids, and destroying families, which this is being replicated. Your story, Janie, is not unique, as you know. What are the next steps at this point?
Well, we are awaiting. Alejandro's in the court system now with the DOJ, and I don't know how long that will take. We have a great defense attorney on our side, but it will likely be at least 6 months in jail in Illinois. He's placed in Illinois right now, and we will follow Alejandro to Mexico, likely, and we are going to uproot my daughters and myself from St. Louis. I've born and raised here. I'm licensed dietitian in Missouri, and I'm like, all these plans that we had originally had are going to be uprooted. And it's not like they're just exiling Alejandro. They're kicking us out of the state too, because I will do anything to be with our family.
You have to keep your family together.
For
and,
sure.
And little Luna, your three-year-old, she's got some special academic needs.
Totally. Yep. She's got an individualized education plan. She goes to Parkway West's Early Childhood Center and Covenant Christian School. And she was a less than 2 pound preemie at birth. So she has a lot of therapies that we've had to have her in ever since birth, and some ongoing physical therapy and social emotional needs. And I'm very scared for what that will look like in Mexico.
Is there any hope of this not happening?
For him being deported? We are praying for a miracle. We are praying for charges to be dropped in some way. It is a big ask.
And I know there were so many questions, and there still are, but do you even know that if he's deported, he'll be deported to Mexico? Because initially we had heard that that was best case scenario, that he gets to go back to Mexico versus somewhere else.
I don't know why they would not deport him to Mexico. I mean, he has a Mexican passport, so no matter what country he's deported to, he'll be able to
get back,
travel anywhere except for the United States, which is
nuts.
He can't even come here.
We can go to New Zealand. We can go to Europe.
Insane.
We will.
The worst case scenario is that he will never be able to set foot in this country again.
Yeah.
Even as on vacation.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's ridiculous.
Like I said, it's hard to put into words, because I know our listeners are thinking of their husbands. I think of my brother. I think of good friends being, you know, for all purposes, American, with their American families, working American jobs, following American rules, being the breadwinner, being productive members of society, being exactly what you would want to build your country on. And these rules that are just being implemented with a hammer, with broad strokes, no discretion being used, tearing families apart. And then, because like you said, you're going to stay with, that's your husband, those are your kid's father, and so you're going to follow him. So now we're losing, you know, a St. Louis family, an American family. They're going to go, like you said, anywhere, Europe or New Zealand or Mexico, wherever you need to go to stay together, because of a cruel, inhumane, unreasonable, and shameful process that is happening right now.
Truly.
Have any local politicians been involved or trying to help, or at least lip service, anything like that?
I have directly communicated with Ann Wagner, written letters to her, spoke on the phone with her director of constituents, I think it's called. I've talked with Sam Saffa, Josh Hawley's chief of staff, directly on the phone. And they have all told me that basically, get a good lawyer, and that's about all we can do. I have since heard that there's a little more power that they have than that.
And they're choosing not to use it.
Yes.
Because it might offend...
The president?
Sorry, I don't want to editorialize
upset,
for you. I'm frustrated. Yeah.
This is all politically implicated, of course, but at the core, this is a human story.
Yeah.
And it's a family. Loving family, successful family. You got a mortgage that you're going to have to figure out how to deal with all of that. You've got legal fees that can't be inexpensive. You've got two young kids to feed and a dog.
Luna doesn't understand.
Right.
What has Luna said?
She's a very bright girl. She is. And so with all the conversations that she's overheard me having on the phone, just a couple things that she has told me is she thinks Daddy slipped on ice and they took him downtown in a white van and he's now wearing orange. Yeah. And she says, Daddy's on a big adventure right now, or we've been trying to say a journey because adventure kind of sounds fun.
Yeah.
But Daddy does not want to be on it anymore. And he loves you more than anything. And he misses you so badly that his heart hurts. And she is very anxious right now that whenever I leave the house, like this morning to come here, that I won't come back. Like Daddy hasn't come back yet. And that is heartbreaking. Just the reality of what's going on in her head with all of this.
Yeah. It's so traumatizing.
Yeah.
They can't wrap their heads around it.
Mm-mm. No.
We can't. I mean, as adults, you can't because of mm-hmm. the cruelty of it. And like we said, especially trying to do everything the right way and thinking that you had, like you said, he had a driver's license, social security number, assumed everything was
okay. Let's make that clear.
We need to make that very
clear. Just in case somebody's listening, why didn't they do it right way? Because you know there are people who don't pay attention, don't care to pay attention, don't know what the hell they're talking about. This family did try to do it the right way, thought they did, had attorneys, multiple attorneys that they paid, that they thought we're doing it the right way for them. So don't come at us with
this
crap.
Can you say it a little bit louder for the bigots in the back?
You stupid idiots. You stupid bigots.
Sorry.
Listen to me.
Listen,
they were trying
to
do it the right way like thousands of others in this country are trying to do it the right way. So there you go. You want to stick around a little bit longer with us? Do you mind?
Sure.
Okay. Janie Hughes Perez, wife of Alejandro Perez, with us in studio on KMOX. Chris and Amy on KMOX, we are spending a few more moments with Janie Hughes Perez, whose husband is on the verge of being deported for having done nothing wrong. We do have people who are checking in and want to know what can be done, what more you can do except for speak out. But I know we talked about your conversations with Ann Wagner, trying to reach out to her, Josh Hawley's office. You're not getting a whole lot of help from them. Mm-mm. What more do you need? What more do you think can be done?
I would say continue to educate yourself on the basis of what this law is. And I mean, obviously pray for just peace and comfort for us in this horrific time. And also just ask more questions, ask way more questions to truly try to put yourself in someone like Alejandro's shoes. Because his crossing the border with his family and even by himself when he was younger, I mean, there's so many parts of that even show his good character, being noble and coming to work for his family, his parents he would send money to because the economy there was horrible in the state he grew up in. And now he has tirelessly worked for me and our girls as his family now.
Yeah, and his hometown in Mexico is run by the cartel.
Oh, 100%. It's on the do not travel list in the world.
There is also a GoFundMe page that's been set up to support. You think about a mortgage and legal fees and et cetera. And I don't know how to do the whole GoFundMe thing, but I think if you Google GoFundMe, my daughter set it up. Yeah, GoFundMe Janie Hughes Perez. I'm pretty sure you can find it out there, and that's all obviously always welcome.
I just Googled literally GoFundMe Janie J-A-N-I-E Hughes Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, and it came up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I want to emphasize again that when you said even crossing the border initially years and years and years ago, there were elements of that highlighted Alejandro's loyalty and love and sacrifice and selflessness for his family. It's a town run by the cartels, and he missed his family. You know, he wanted to go back, but he knew he needed to provide to help keep them alive. Also, emphasize 1,000 times over, I've since done everything the right way and have social security number and driver's license and thinking, okay, it's now all done the right way, established himself here as an incredible husband, father, an American. And I say this especially to the people. I saw how they acted when toilet paper was short. I saw you shoving old ladies out of the way and hoarding toilet paper for yourself during the COVID pandemic. So don't ever say that you wouldn't do anything to keep your family alive. Don't throw that at me. I've seen you people. I've seen you people over stupid ass Labubu dolls. So yeah, don't tell me you wouldn't cross the border to keep your family alive. And then since keep, do everything the right way.
Too many people do not have the ability to empathize, put themselves in somebody else's situation, but their problems are the biggest problems in the world.
And let me just say, this is a great family. I've known Janie's my, Luna's my fourth generation of the family that I've known. And wonderful people, great Americans, strong Christians. Alejandro is a warm, loving, hardworking dad, husband. And we pray for the reunification of that family.
These are not the kind of people you want to villainize. They're just not.
And we're praying, and you have so many people praying for you. And I want to say, I know you have more people who are brokenhearted for you than who are not, more people who are praying than who are not, and more people who are ashamed by this process. This is not what America stands for. And we are praying for a miracle for you and your husband, and that little Luna who thinks that her daddy slipped on ice and is in a van, but
yeah,
he'll be back.
I mean, truly, from the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful for, I mean, most importantly, the prayers, the love, support, being with us, hurting with us. Obviously, the donations is just like a cherry on top. That's not necessary, but like, we are so appreciative of everybody being in our corner with us. It's keeping our heads up during such a horrific time.
Janie Hughes Perez, just remember that most people, the vast majority of people, are on your side. There are only a few idiots out there. So and they're maybe some of them are listening here. You are an idiot if you're listening and you disagree. Janie Hughes Perez, we love you. Thank you for coming
in. Thank you. Love you guys.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.